USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Honoring America's veterans, President Trump, the first sitting president to speak at the annual Veterans Day Parade on Fifth Avenue in New York City, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump kicked off New York's Veterans Day celebration, speaking before hundreds of flag-waving Americans.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
The president speaking there at Madison Square Park on Monday morning before hundreds of flag-waving Americans, saying veterans risked everything to protect the nation.
And as for those in the crowd, a mixed bag of cheers and boos, but loyal supporters wearing red MAGA Make America Great Again hats. Those who do not support the president putting signs in windows that said impeach and convict. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The impeachment inquiry hearings scheduled to get underway Wednesday on Capitol Hill as more transcripts released. It's expected the White House will release a transcript of its own of President Trump's first phone call with the Ukrainian president from back on April 21st. Multiple sources now saying no issue at all with that call. The latest battle, though, on Capitol Hill revolves around who Republicans want to call as witnesses. California Republican Devin Nunes wants to hear from nine people, including the whistleblower, Hunter Biden, and his dad, former Vice President Joe Biden. But in a letter to Nunes, Democrat Adam Schiff saying calling the whistleblower to Capitol Hill would be redundant and unnecessary. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 10 points to close at 27,691, the NASDAQ down 11 points, the S&P 500 down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. Celebrating our veterans, USA Radio's Tim Berg continues our coverage.
Vice President Mike Pence is paying tribute to veterans on the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day.
It's our duty to tell your story. Story of what you did for us. What you did for our country. And all that you've done to ensure the survival and the success of liberty.
The Vice President speaking there in Arlington National Cemetery, where he also lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
To the economy now, the national average for a gallon of gas dropping 2 cents over the last week. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the cooler weather may even cause gasoline prices to drift lower.
Gas prices are likely to drift a little bit lower in the week ahead, even as oil prices remain relatively strong on the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. Demand for gasoline continues to fall slightly as we enter cooler weather, which will allow gas prices to continue slowly falling. In addition, refinery maintenance is generally wrapping up across the nation's refineries. Utilization continues to increase as refineries return to service, churning out more gasoline, helping to put downward pressure on gas prices.
Among the individual states, Louisiana had the lowest price at $2.17 a gallon, while California remained the highest at $4.03 per gallon. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.